Many MuleSoft customers learn about Data Weave during one of our MuleSoft training sessions. But if you're still unfamiliar with it, Data Weave is a powerful transformation language that's mainly used inside a Mule application. But did you know that Data Weave can also be used in other contexts? Let's take a look at some of them. Mule application. When you are developing APIs or integrations, you can use Data Weave to transform your data to match the project's requirements. While developing a Mule application, you can use Data Weave via a transform message component like the following. Transform message component icon in AnyPoint Studio. When you open this component in AnyPoint Studio, MuleSoft's main IDE, you will be able to use the powerful graphical user interface to create quick transformations of your data. This component automatically detects the data structure from the input and the output, and provides this structure in a graphical way that you can use to develop your Data Weave scripts. Example of a transformation created via drag and drop in AnyPoint Studio. See https://www.mulesoft.com/platform/studio for more information. You can use this component's preview option to see how your transformation is doing with the data. However, it may be a little bit time-consuming if you want to try different scenarios before deploying your Mule application. There is a better way to do quick tests of your code, and that is using the Data Weave Playground. Let's talk about this tool next. Data Weave Playground. You can access the Data Weave Playground directly from your web browser. This is an excellent way to learn and experiment with different Data Weave scripts using a more lightweight solution. Example of a transformation using the Data Weave Playground. Notice that at the top right corner, there's a button to access the interactive tutorial. If you're new to Data Weave, this is a great way to get started and test your scripts directly from the browser. Preview of the interactive Data Weave tutorial. But what if you're an expert in Data Weave and are looking for more advanced tools to be able to debug, create Data Weave libraries, or test your code? In that case, you'll love the next point. Visual Studio Code Extension. If you're a seasoned developer, you might be looking for a more code-driven IDE that offers more options to create complex Data Weave scripts. There is a Data Weave extension for Visual Studio Code that is currently in beta, but is ready to handle all your Data Weave coding. Debugging a Data Weave transformation from Visual Studio Code. With this extension, you will have all the functionalities from the Data Weave Playground plus a bunch of other features, such as extracting variables, debugging, docs auto-generation, tests, dependency management, and more. What if you want to be able to run Data Weave outside MuleSoft? Let's move on to the next 2 points. Data Weave in Apex. If you're a Salesforce developer and want to make use of Data Weave for your applications, you can use Data Weave in Apex, beta as of summer 23. There's no need to create a Mule application or do some weird workarounds to make this happen. You can find some examples and the basic setup right from this repository. Here's an example of a Hello World test in Apex, calling a Data Weave script. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Or if you want to see a more real-life example, check out this script that MuleSoft Ambassador Edgar Moran created in his blog post. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Cool, eh? What if you're not a MuleSoft or Salesforce developer and you still want to use Data Weave somehow? Let's go to our final point. Data Weave CLI. You can use a Data Weave CLI command line interface to run your transformations from other applications. For example, you could call this tool from a Python or a Bash script to make use of this powerful language without leaving your ongoing project. Here's an example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This tool is also useful for those huge transformations that may not be running so smoothly from any of the previously mentioned tools. Conclusion. We just went through a list of tools to use Data Weave for different scenarios, from a Mule application with drag and drop to a command line tool. In summary, this is how you can take advantage of these tools. In a Mule application, create APIs and integrations that are capable of transforming the data as needed. You can make use of the visual drag and drop feature in AnyPoint Studio to create Data Weave scripts. In the Data Weave Playground, experiment with a lightweight solution right from your browser and learn Data Weave with the interactive tutorial. In Visual Studio Code with the DataWeave extension, get a more developer-friendly environment to debug, test, and improve your scripts in less time. With DataWeave in Apex, create transformations with less code right from Apex for your Salesforce solutions. With the DataWeave CLI, create scripts to call directly from your command line or from your favorite programming language. To learn more about these tools and other DataWeave resources, you can visit the DataWeave landing page. Further resources: Testing DataWeave in Apex by Edgar Moran. The DataWeave CLI by Joshua Ernie. Install DataWeave CLI on Windows by Pranav Devar. Get started with DataWeave by Monique Magar. How to generate shareable link examples from GitHub to open in the DataWeave Playground by Alex Martinez. How to move your code from the DataWeave Playground to Visual Studio Code by Alex Martinez. Learn DataWeave with the online DataWeave Playground and interactive tutorial. Getting started with the DataWeave extension for Visual Studio Code. About the author. Alex Martinez is a developer advocate at MuleSoft. She was part of the MuleSoft community before joining MuleSoft. Alex founded ProsDev to help other professionals learn more about content creation. In her free time, you will find Alex playing Nintendo or PlayStation games and writing reviews about them.